Hi love. How you feeling? Oh, I'm sorry. Come here. You don't need to be scared. I know it's sad and I know you're upset. People shouldn't be like that. People shouldn't be saying bad things. But you are amazing and beautiful and kind and so very special. You're just a light in someone's dark world. You shine so much hope to people. You just need to stop pulling yourself down. Have a bit more credit in yourself. I know it can get hard sometimes and I know we can have a voice inside of our heads telling us that we're not good enough and we're never going to get anywhere in life. And rubbish like that, it's just lies. It's all lies. Listen to the good things about yourself. And if you don't feel like you've anything good about yourself, ask your friends to message you and just say, can you just give me a little pick me up on what you think is really nice about me? I'm sure they won't mind. Because to them, you are perfect. Imperfectly imperfect. Because perfect's not a word. I mean, nobody is perfect. Everyone has their flaws, their body hang-ups, disabilities, gender issues, sexuality issues. Everyone has an issue with something of themselves. Me, I don't have confidence, and I try and be kind to myself, but I find it easier to be kind to others. I don't know. I rip myself. Sometimes I rip myself through to pieces, and you don't need to do that. You just need to be strong and basically, you have survived 100% of your worst days. You can survive more. And sometimes bad things happen to us and we just don't know why. We question our own sanity or the reasons why this had to happen and stuff like that. But then we realise that things have to happen. We lose someone in order to gain someone else. One door closes and another one opens. God has a plan for us. We just don't know it yet. And through the confusion and the tears and the excitement and everything else that is negative, we create a scenario in our heads of how it's going to turn out or what's going to happen, and most of the time it doesn't happen like that. I just hope that you feel like you can reach out to me if you need to. You can talk to me whenever you want because life's just too damn hard. And I think we all need to be a little kinder to one another and to ourselves. Because at the end of the day, you are you, and no one else can be you. There's only one of you in this world. So make it the best damn you can be. I know it sounds cliched and whatever, but I've tried to stay positive. Try so hard. And sometimes it can feel like that. It can feel like the world is ending. Like you've got nothing else to live for. I promise you, you've got something to live for. There's something there. There's something waiting around the corner for you. And it might not feel like it, and you might feel like it's the end of the road for you. But it really isn't. I mean, suicide is not an option. Ending your life is not an option. Don't get me wrong, I've been in that position where I have wanted to end my life. twice. And twice, I've always found someone to pull me out of it. Obviously, I'm still going through depression. I'm still grieving. And things aren't easy. But through it all, I managed to get through it. I managed to get through the most darkest time in my life. And I think that is a good thing. Especially because I didn't think there was a way out at all. I thought if I ended my life, that'd be it, and the world would be a much better place. But then I have friends that have messaged me and said, because of you, I haven't given up. Because you sent me that message, it made me feel like someone actually got what I felt. Because of you, you stopped me from killing myself. And I'm not a martyr, and I'm not an angel from above or anything like that. But it helped me to know that my life does make a difference. And if you're sharing kindness and support and positivity, it will come back to you. And who knows, you might save someone else's life. And I hope this saves your life, because at the end of the day, we only get one life. And it can be crazy, it can be chaotic, it can be hurtful, it can cause so much pain. But then you've got to remember the really good things. You make new friends, you see new places, you hear new music, you do new things that you wouldn't do if you weren't alive. And I don't know if this is a little bit presumptuous or a bit too much, but it's not an option. Suicide isn't an option. And if you need to cry, cry. It's not a weakness to cry. It really isn't. But if it hurts, and it hurts to a point where you feel like your heart is breaking over and over and over, then just go out and get help. Go to your doctors. Tell them how you're feeling. I promise you won't regret it. Because they will give you painkillers. They will give you antidepressants or therapy or a way to help you. There's got to be a way for everyone to help each other. So if this video has helped you and you feel like you can live another day, then take it one day at a time. Don't rush yourself. Don't think, oh, I've got to get better in a week. Because you won't. It'll take time. One day, then another day, then another day. Until all the days that have counted up, you find you're stronger. And you look back and you think, I'm a little bit better than I was. And then another day, and then another day, another year passes by. And then you realise that you're happier. That nothing can stop you from feeling that happiness. I don't know, I'm just rambling on, but I just think it's very important to get it out there that suicide is not an option. No matter how bad your life can be or whatever you're going through, just realise that it gets better. It really, really, really does. And it might not seem like it now, but you are one of the strongest people I ever know. And even if I don't know you, you're still strong. Because you found this audio, and hopefully you will see it's not a weakness to get help. Go get help. And just remember, you are not alone. Never and ever alone. And if you are feeling down or fed up or just the life sucks, leave me a message. right underneath and leave me a message and tell me how you feel. And I hope I can help you. Anyway, this has gone on for like 10 minutes, just rambling on about stuff. And I do apologise, but if you do want to hear anything else, just let me know. And I will just say good night and God bless.